Welcome to episode 638 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 3 of a new series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. In our first 2 days, we focused on Jesus in Genesis, first through his role as creator and then by exploring various types of Christ from Adam to Noah's Ark to a ram caught in a thicket. We remain in the first book of the Bible today. And to anchor today's study, we begin with a definition of the word incarnation. The incarnation refers to the Christian belief that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, took on human flesh and became fully human while remaining fully divine. This means that Jesus, who was the second person of the Trinity, became a human being, born of the Virgin Mary, and lived among us as a real person. Isaiah 7 verse 14 is a prophecy fulfilled in Jesus. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. In Matthew 1 verse 23, an angel of the Lord references this prophecy while appearing in a dream to Joseph, during which he reassures Mary's betrothed about the virgin birth. That word Emmanuel, which means God with us, highlights the closeness and intimacy of God's relationship with humanity and the love and grace that he offers through the gift of his Son. But is it possible that Jesus could have come to earth or appeared in human form even before that first Christmas night in Bethlehem? The concept of pre-incarnate appearances of Jesus, also known as Christophanies, is a topic of much discussion and debate among Bible scholars. Some scholars believe that there are several instances in the Old Testament where Jesus appeared in human form. The idea is based on the belief that Jesus is the eternal Son of God who existed before his incarnation as a human being and that he has been active in human history since the beginning. The earliest Christians, including the apostles, believed in the pre-existence of Christ and saw him as the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. They also interpreted certain passages in the Old Testament as foreshadowing the coming of Christ or as direct appearances of Christ himself. Over time, this belief in Christophanies became more elaborated and refined, and various Christian theologians and scholars have debated the nature and extent of these pre-incarnate appearances. Some have argued for a more literal interpretation of certain Old Testament passages, while others have emphasized the symbolic or allegorical nature of these texts. We argue that the first pre-incarnate appearance of Christ in the Old Testament was in Genesis 18. In verse 1, Christ, in human form, along with two of his angels, visits the patriarch Abraham. Then the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth trees of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. Verses 13 to 14, the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child, now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord?" The words that are translated as Lord from these two verses in many English translations of the Bible is the Hebrew word Adonai, which is a title of respect or honor that was often used to refer to God in the Hebrew Bible. The word Adonai is a plural form of Adon, which means Lord or Master, and is often used as a substitute for the divine name Yahweh out of reverence and respect for God's name. In Jewish tradition, the name Yahweh is considered too sacred to be spoken aloud, so the title Adonai is often used as a respectful substitute. In Genesis 18, we see God's graciousness and hospitality as he accepts Abraham's invitation and engages in conversation with him. This appearance of God shows us that he is not distant or aloof, but rather is intimately involved in the lives of his people and desires to have a personal relationship with us. In Genesis 22 verses 11 to 12, when God tested Abraham to offer his son Isaac to give him a glimpse of the Almighty's sacrifice to redeem mankind, we read that the angel of the Lord was identified as God. "But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, 'Abraham, Abraham.' And he said, 'Do not lay your hand on the lad, or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Another appearance of Jesus can be found in Genesis 32 verses 24 to 30, where we read how Jacob wrestled with a being. This being was Jesus in human form. Jacob would not let go of the heavenly being until he received a blessing. So, the Lord granted him his request. And his name was changed to Israel, which means he who prevails with God, or he will rule as God rules. Jacob realized whom he wrestled with in Genesis 32 verse 30. So, he memorialized the spot of his personal experience with God by a name meaning the face of God. The fact that he had seen God face to face and yet lived was a true miracle. Another example where Christ appeared in the Old Testament can be found in Genesis 16 verses 7 to 13. Hagar called the angel of the Lord, Lord, using the Hebrew word Yahweh, the personal name of God. God, using the Hebrew word Elohim, one of the most common names for God, and one. Using a Hebrew word that means here I am. We read in verse 13, then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, you are the God who sees. Believing that anyone that sees God would die, Hagar was surprised to have seen him and yet remained alive. So, she called him God of seeing, for he not only had seen her and spoken to her in her trouble, but had also allowed her to see him and live. One Bible scholar describes how Jesus appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, offering them guidance and promises of blessing. She writes, from age to age, through successive generations, heaven sent its messengers to men of God to communicate light and salvation to the world. And from the days of Adam to our own time, the voice of God has been heard through the ages in reproof and warning, in invitation and command, speaking to men of obedience and transgression. The Son of God himself was the great teacher of mankind. He came to reveal the Father, to make plain his character and his will. He was the divine messenger to a fallen world, the light of heaven to men groping in darkness, and in his words and deeds are unfolded the principles of the divine character and government. Why would Jesus have appeared in human form in the Old Testament? One common explanation is that Jesus appeared in the Old Testament as a way of preparing the world for his eventual incarnation as a human being. These appearances were seen as a foreshadowing of his coming and were intended to reveal something about his character and mission. Another explanation is that Jesus appeared in the Old Testament as a way of communicating with his people and guiding them on their journey of faith. These appearances were seen as a sign of God's love and concern for his people, and were intended to encourage them to trust in him and follow his will. Reflecting on these and other pre-incarnate appearances of Jesus in the Old Testament can help us to deepen our understanding of God's character and purposes, and to draw closer to him in faith and obedience. We can also be reminded of the importance of looking for signs of God's presence in our daily lives. Just as the Old Testament saints were able to recognize God's appearances, we too can learn to see his hand at work in the world around us. By cultivating a spirit of attentiveness and openness to God's leading, we can grow in our faith and draw closer to him. Father, as we meditate on these passages, may we be inspired to seek your face and to trust in your goodness and faithfulness in all of life's circumstances. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.